This is Jay Sekulow, major developments in Washington on lobbying reform, the Fairness Act, and the Freedom of Choice Act.
I'm calling because I'm 33 years old, and I had an abortion when I was 18.
You got to understand the mindset of where they're operating from. They worship at the altar of abortion.
I just want people to know that when I had mine, it's all like a dream.
In their mind, this is so important.
And I was about 5 months pregnant.
That it almost becomes a religion to these people.
And I'm starting to remember all this because it's like a dream.
You're saying that there's no interest whatever in the state in preventing the coarsening of manners?
They worship at the altar of abortion.
So when you hear the vacuum come on, you think that they're holding your hand because they care about you?
They worship at the altar of abortion.
But really, it's so you don't see the baby going through the tube.
Very dramatic and very important because we are fighting right now on this Freedom of Choice Act, and Washington has become a very busy place. In fact, I'm heading back up to the office in Washington, D.C. on Monday. Folks, there's a lot going on in Washington. Interesting development on the Fairness Doctrine. I'm going to get to that in a moment. It's getting a lot of attention because there are now some very serious congressmen behind it, including Congressman Dingell and others that are chairmen or sub-chairmen of committees. So the Fairness Doctrine coming front and center at the same time, as we expected last night, Representative Meehan introduced a bill regulating grassroots advocacy, and that has been introduced, and it looks like the debate on that's going to take place in about 10 days. We'll have more about that in the coming hours and the next few days on the broadcast. So the lobbying reform legislation front and center, and of course the introduction of that Freedom of Choice Act. We want to take your calls on a variety on any of these issues you want to talk about. What do you think about the Fairness Doctrine coming? What do you think about the progress on this Freedom of Choice Act? And what about legislative reform? Do you realize what's happening here, folks? As we celebrate the National Day of Prayer, as that's going forward, you realize the attacks going on in Washington. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Denise is calling from Missouri on line 2. Hi, Denise.
Hi there, Jay. As you just mentioned, today is the National Day of Prayer, and of course I was on the website signing up on your petition. I want to thank you for continuing the good fight, because without your organization, I fear there'd be no one to stand up for us. I have a question.
Sure.
On your website, I read the presidential proclamation he made on April 20th.
Right.
And President Bush cited.
This is the presidential proclamation on the National Day of Prayer and these events, yes.
Yes, sir. In it, the President cited the Congress by public law 100-307,
right,
et cetera, you know the law,
sure,
has called upon our nation to reaffirm the role of prayer in our society and to respect the freedom of religion by recognizing each year a National Day of Prayer.
Right.
My question is, is there any way that anyone could ever rescind that public law?
Sure. Congress is able to. Look, they're doing it right now. Congress can change existing law. They have the right to do it. Each Congress comes in. It's a new Congress. The Partial Birth Abortion Act, Denise is a perfect example of that, was the law of the land. It was challenged. We went all the way to the Supreme Court on that. And, of course, ultimately our position prevailed, and we carried the day, and the law was affirmed 5-4 decision. But now Congress has the authority. Sure they do. They can go back and undo it, and they could do the same thing on the National Day of prayer proclamations. And look, I'm not going to be surprised if they do. This is the nature of the fight we're in. But what we've got to do, it's like stem cell. We've got to beat them back. They got the votes to get it through the House and the Senate on human embryonic stem cell, us funding it, you and I funding it. But here's what's happened, and this is important. The outcry on it has been so significant. We think we're going to be over 250,000 signatures to say no to that embryonic stem cell. The president's going to veto it, and I believe we're going to sustain that veto, and we're going to have a victory. I hope the same thing's true with lobbying. And with the Freedom of Choice Act, we're in for a real challenge, but I think we can beat that back. But it's up to the American people to respond. Denise, we appreciate your phone call. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Freedom of Choice Act, lobbying reform, the Fairness Doctrine, all attempts to silence our voice. I want to know what you have to say about that. 1-800-684-3110. No surprise it's coming, but it is coming in big numbers. And again, we want to hear from you. We want to know what your thoughts are on this. This is a big issue, folks. This is the legislative agenda in Washington. We're fighting it aggressively. We're going to win on this Freedom of Choice Act, too. You signed that petition. Many thousands of you have. The petition to preserve the ban on partial birth abortion, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
It's a brazen and bold move. Pro-abortion forces reacting to a pro-life decision by the Supreme Court of the United States. Just hours after the Supreme Court ruled that the national ban on partial birth abortion is constitutional, pro-abortion forces in Congress introduced legislation designed to protect all abortions, essentially overturning the Supreme Court's decision banning partial birth abortion. Pro-abortion forces have launched an aggressive and disturbing campaign to protect abortion. They've introduced federal legislation, the Freedom of Choice Act, a very troubling measure that would enshrine abortion into law. The American Center for Law and Justice needs your help. Stand with the ACLJ now and help stop this dangerous legislation in its tracks. The time to stop this pro-abortion measure is now, while it's in committee, before it gains momentum in Congress. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to ACLJ.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at ACLJ.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on J Seculo Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at ACLJ.org.
This is my right. A right given by God. To live a free life.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A new Congress, a new action. Representative John Dingell, the Democrat from Michigan, has offered a new call to revive the FCC's fairness doctrine. I'm going to get into that in the days ahead. We're going to have to fight back on that. We'll probably do that towards the latter part of May. It looks like that one's coming up. You've got the whole issue right now with lobbying reform being introduced yesterday. Representative Meehan on that one. And then, of course, the Freedom of Choice Act with Senator Boxer, Senator Clinton, Congressman Nadler. I mean, some of the leaders of the House and Senate trying to undo the victory that we got in the partial birth abortion case. Folks, here's what I'd like you to do. I'm going to play something from a previous program. I want you to hear this. This is something that Jordan went through when we were first talking about the partial birth abortion case. And we had, if you remember, the exact transcript from the hearing. Take a listen to this.
But it's so important for people to understand what partial birth abortion is. This is a question and answer section between a doctor who performs partial birth abortions and the judge in the case. The doctor said what they did, they delivered the fetus intact until the head was lodged in the cervix. They then reached up and crushed it. They used forceps to crush the skull. Judge Casey then asked, like a cracker that they use to crack a lobster shell? The doctor, like an end of tongs you use to pick up a salad, except they are thick enough and heavy enough to crush the skull. Judge Casey then questioned, except in this case, you're not picking up a salad, you're crushing a baby's skull. He then asked, the fetus is still alive at this point, just before the crushing? The reply from the doctor, yes, sir. Question, were the feet moving? Reply, yes, sir, until the skull was crushed.
That's directly out of the transcript from the oral argument. And I appreciate that our producer was able to go back and find that from a previous broadcast. Because, folks, it tells you what we've done. Now, the Lord provided a huge victory in that case, gigantic win on the partial birth abortion case. But now members of the House and Senate, and I'm talking about leaders of the House and Senate, are trying to basically reverse what the Supreme Court did. Not only that, they want any restriction that, quote, either hinders or interferes with the woman's right to an abortion. That would include informed consent. Some of the states now adopting a requirement of ultrasound before the abortion, parental notification. They want all of that removed as federal law so that the states nor the federal government can regulate abortion. This is the biggest challenge on the abortion. The Lord provided a tremendous victory in that partial birth abortion case. Our job right now is to preserve it. And here's what I'd like you to do. I want you to join with, ready for this, folks, over 10,000 of you that have contacted us in basically 3 days, not even 2 days. And it's been a huge response. We're going to get into the hundreds of thousands. I think we're going to see the kind of victory we saw in the lobbying reform when it was in the Senate side and we got it out. We got another fight in the House coming up, but we won in the Senate. I think we're going to win on the stem cell, and I think we can win this too. But I need to hear from all of our friends from around the country. So here's what I'd like you to do. You go to your phones. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. And sign up online. Also, if you go to ACLJ.org, go to the Spotlight section, we have a lot of information available on the whole issue of the Freedom of Choice Act, including a flash presentation where you have basically it's like a movie trailer. So you can find out exactly what's involved. It just takes about a minute and a half to view it. So you go to ACLJ.org or simply call us at 877-989-2255. Nick is calling from South Carolina on line 4. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
I was glad to hear that you mentioned John Dingell and Barbara Boxer and Mrs. Clinton as far as the pro-choice legislation that they're trying to pass and or you know reenact or whatever, and the fairness doctrine. The other thing, though, I wanted to make a note, though, that you were talking about leaders of the House and Senate. You know, people out here, we have a vague idea of who these people are, but I think that it would be beneficial if you would always name names when you're doing these broadcasts so that we know specifically.
Oh, no, it's a very good idea. That's why I specifically stated who I always say who the sponsors of the legislation are. Now, on the stem cell issue, the embryonic stem cell, there were Republicans and Democrats involved in that. I think John McCain signed in favor of it. So did, well, there was a number of them, Orrin Hatch, some others. I disagree with that position. I don't think we should be funding human embryonic stem cell. And I do name names. That's what we're going to do here. Not so much from the standpoint of to try and make a statement about the individual member of Congress. Look, they're elected. It's a free country. They can decide what they want. But more from the standpoint of, we need to know where they stand on these issues. And we need to know that when you're talking about something like the Freedom of Choice Act, you're talking about Hillary Clinton, Senator Schumer, Senator Boxer, Congressman Nadler. When you're talking about fairness, the fairness doctrine, you're talking about someone as significant as Congressman Dingell. I mean, these are leaders in the House and Senate. And folks, to beat these back, and this is going to be, look, this is the theme of the year. We've got to be aggressive. We've got to be, you can't just sit back on defense here. You've got to be aggressive. If you just sit back and wait and see what happens, well, these laws are going to get into, these bills are going to become law. We've got to be aggressive. The president's going to have to use the veto pen, where our Office of Government Affairs is going to have to be aggressive in defending those and sustaining those vetoes. I've been on the phone already this morning with members of our staff, our senior staff. We've increased our staff in Washington, D.C. I'm going back up to the Washington office on Monday. This is, folks, look, this is serious. Serious stuff. Here's what we want you to do. We want you to join with almost 10,000 Americans from around the country that said we're going to make sure that ban on partial birth abortion stays in place. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jason's calling from Washington State. Hi, Jason.
Yeah, hi.
Jason? Sounds like we lost you. Let's go to Albert calling from Georgia on line 5. Hi, Albert. Albert, you're on the air.
So, Philip Kimmerer.
Okay, we'll call you. We're having a little bit of a technical issue right now, folks. Let me. The question that was coming in was on the Fairness Doctrine. What do we think is going to happen? Here's what it is. The Fairness Doctrine itself is basically the Silence the Conservative Voices on Radio and Television Act. The ramifications for Christian television, Christian radio, would be huge. You talk to people that were involved in the media in the 1970s and 80s. It was incredible what we were faced with and what we were up against. But that, and nevertheless, this is what you're going to have happen. There's no doubt about it. You also have quotes coming in now. Let's go to the lobbying reform. Marty Meehan, the congressman there, making strong statements on the need for lobbying reform, including grassroots lobbying reform. He calls this an ethical cloud hanging over Congress. But that means regulating your church, folks. The ACLU is opposed to it. We're opposed to it. There'll be a coalition letter being issued today at 5 o'clock. A very busy time in Washington, D.C. Very, very busy. Now, I want to go back to something on the partial birth abortion case. And let me explain to you the nature of the procedure, because a lot of people have been calling with what exactly are we talking about when we talk about partial birth abortion. I've got some testimony here. This was actually from the trial that took place on April 1st, 2004. This is in the New York case. And the doctor's answering a question about the procedure, and he says, when I've got the patient asleep, I've got a device that I can hold on the top of the cervix, so I can lift the cervix, look at the back of the neck of the child, and he says, look at the back of the neck, and then with a scissor, which we have on our operating table, and make an incision in the back of the fetal neck. That whole time I can see what I'm doing, and in the very rare case where I can't see what I'm doing, I can usually put my finger, ready? This is very graphic, folks. In fact, always put my finger on the top of the scissors, which are against the back of the fetal neck, and I have complete control and feeling the entire time. And then, of course, he goes on to say that they take the scissors, and those are put in the back of the fetal neck, and as they call it, the cranial contents are removed. We had a victory at the Supreme Court in the United States, beating back that procedure. It was 5-4, hard fought, but the Lord delivered that victory. But now it's the next step, and the next phase is to preserve that victory, and that's where I need your help, folks. You go to your phones right now, and you become part of our team on this. We've got the petition to preserve the ban on partial birth abortion. This Freedom of Choice Act would undo just about every abortion restriction that exists. It would be outrageous. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go to Don's calling from Florida. Hi, Don.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Taking my call.
Sure.
I haven't heard you talk much about the hate crimes bill.
Yes, sir.
That's being pushed through today on the National Day of Prayer.
Right. Let me give you an update on that. The National Day of Prayer, by the way, was today. And the president has made official remarks on the National Day of Prayer. He's been very supportive of this initiative. And the president said that he was honored that so many people were there and that the National Day of Prayer event went off so successfully and that he appreciates the prayer for our military, especially. He quoted George Washington, actually. He said, it's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and to humbly implore his protection and favor. That was the first president's words, President Washington, George Bush echoing those words today. So the proclamations took place. But yes, the vote on the hate crimes bill will either be today or tomorrow. The White House has said, by the way, they're planning on vetoing it if the language is in there. And the reason is, what I said yesterday in the broadcast, any crime is a crime. If you kill somebody, it's called murder. If you assault somebody, it's called assault. You shouldn't be classifying it based on special status. If you kill somebody, if you murder somebody that's a gay or lesbian, it's called murder in this country. And some states have the death penalty for that. And that's the way the law is supposed to be implemented. And there shouldn't be special status based on who the person is that's had the crime taken against them. A crime is a crime, and that's the way it needs to be reported. Hey, folks, as we go to the break, you go to your phones, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's make a stand for life today or ACLJ.org.
I knew that I was going to get an education that was both academically challenging and would act as a moral compass.
Kyle Graham is talking about his experience at Regent University's undergraduate program. After working for years without a degree, Kyle knew the value of higher education and returned to school. His focus? Organizational leadership and management, a course of study that's challenging, one that will prepare him for a career in the business world.
In today's society, there are enormous pressures to do the right thing. I just believe that Regent University will equip me to make those decisions that key leaders in the business world are going to have to make on a day-to-day basis.
At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. Learn more at regentundergrad.com. For more information or to enroll, call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Take the advice of Kyle Graham and enroll today.
It's a top-notch university, and my experience here has been nothing but great.
When you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life.
It's a brazen and bold move. Pro-abortion forces reacting to a pro-life decision by the Supreme Court of the United States. Just hours after the Supreme Court ruled that the national ban on partial birth abortion is constitutional, pro-abortion forces in Congress introduced legislation designed to protect all abortions, essentially overturning the Supreme Court's decision banning partial birth abortion. Pro-abortion forces have launched an aggressive and disturbing campaign to protect abortion. They've introduced federal legislation, the Freedom of Choice Act, a very troubling measure
that would enshrine abortion into law. The American Center for Law and Justice needs your help. Stand with the ACLJ now and help stop this dangerous legislation in its tracks. The time to stop this pro-abortion measure is now, while it's in committee, before it gains momentum in Congress. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
One 800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. There's so much to talk about, so much going on in Washington. Congressman Dingell yesterday backing the Fairness Doctrine. This, you know, before it was just basically Dennis Kucinich and a couple of others, but now it's very, very serious. We're going to figure out exactly what the right challenge is. I'm going up to our office in Washington, D.C. on Monday. We're going to figure out how to address this. I've already got a senior research team here at the American Center for Law and Justice working on this, but he wants this thing move forward, folks, and it's the basically Silence Christian Television and Christian Radio Act and conservative talk radio. That's what it's aimed at, and that's what I'm so concerned about on that front. Lobbying reform also. Congressman Meehan saying he wants, quote, increased disclosure. The legislation needs to include grassroots lobbying, and that means your church. That means groups like the American Center for Law and Justice, the ACLU, would all be required to register as lobbyists. By the way, it's one of those rare times when the ACLU and the American Center for Law and Justice are on the same side trying to defend liberty on this thing. It's that significant. And, of course, don't forget the Freedom of Choice Act, the victory in the partial birth abortion case, 2 weeks and 1 day old. And already the attempt is to remove the ban on partial birth abortion. And that's, again, where I need your help. If you'd go to your phones and become a member of the ACLJ by just really just call us and you just sign this petition to preserve this ban on partial birth abortion, it's really going to make a difference. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Terry's calling from Ohio on line two. Hi, Terry. Let's go to Scott on line four. Yeah. Hi, Scott.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I have a question. Planned Parenthood. Now, you think about that. The name itself is misleading there. If a young woman is pregnant and she needs help on what to do with a child, and then they're turning around telling her, let's have an abortion there,
that's their plan. I mean, Planned Parenthood's plan is plan to have an abortion. I mean, they're the largest abortion provider in the world. And right now they're getting $265 million a year of your taxpayer dollars and mine to fund their operations. So, look, I don't like the name. I don't like the organization. I mean, it's a free country. They have the right to exist. But we have the right to say we disagree with what they're doing and what they're advocating. And this, you know, abortion under any circumstance. Look, I mean, Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, NARAL, the National Organization for Women, all of them came out in favor of the Freedom of Choice Act. That should be reason enough right there for us to come out and make sure that Freedom of Choice Act doesn't become law, because it would take away our victory at that partial birth abortion case. Scott, we appreciate your call. And if you're concerned like Scott is and so many others, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jesse's calling from Missouri on line six. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
You know, it seems like these congressmen and senators, they could find better use of their time than attacking and assaulting Christianity. To me, it's something ain't right. It seems like, you know, they're spending an awful lot of time on
well, look, this is the new Congress we've got. We all need to come to grips with it. This is the new Congress we have. What does that mean? That means we've got to fight and fight aggressively on these issues. That means you increase your staff in Washington, which I did. I saw this coming. You know, part of running an organization the size of ours is you gotta anticipate changes. I tell our law students here at Regent University School of Law that a good lawyer is going to know what to do when they get to the fork in the road, and they're going to know what to do before they even see the fork coming in that road. You've got to be prepared. You can't be satisfied with the status quo. So as soon as we saw what was going on in Washington, even starting in the last quarter of last year, we had six interns from Regent University in our Washington, D.C. office. We've increased our lawyer legal staff by two. We hired a deputy director of government affairs in addition to the deputies we already had. So we've increased the staff and increased the reach. We've gone on more radio stations. Our television outreach is bigger. Internet is bigger. These are the things we're doing to make sure you're educated, informed. And look, I'm giving you these issues as they develop, and they're developing right now very aggressively. Cindy's calling from North Carolina on line four. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I had a question and a quick comment. My question is, how can the Congress nationally mandate what the states do on abortion or any other issue? Isn't that a usurpation of the authority of the state?
Let me answer that question first. I know you've got another question with that, but let me answer that one first. The answer is we think so. We're right now researching. I've got a research team right here in our campus at Regent University doing research on that right now. And Walter Weber and Jim Henderson from our D.C. office and Colby May, who heads that office up, are all working on this. We're looking at that in depth in that freedom of choice legislation and looking at it every possible legal challenge so that if for some reason this becomes the law, if it passes the House, passes the Senate, of course, we'll urge a presidential veto. And I believe that President Bush would veto it. But let's say they had votes to override the veto, which I don't think they could do, but they could try hard. We're going to be prepared to meet the challenge. But it sends a message, and this is what's so important, Cindy, and you're absolutely correct. The message this sends is, and this is what has me concerned, is you have a victory at the Supreme Court on a procedure that over 73% of the American people think should not be legalized. It's infanticide. And we've carried the day on that. And we've carried the day on that legally at the Supreme Court of the United States. And the new Democratic leadership, and some Republicans will do this too, although in the Freedom of Choice Act, probably not as aggressively. But some in the House and Senate introduced legislation to immediately undo that and to turn it over. So we shouldn't be surprised. That's the nature of what we're dealing with right now. Let's go to Noah calling from line two. Hi, Noah.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I was calling in today. I wanted to just kind of put it out there that today they are voting on a couple of issues, and I do believe it's an H.R. bill, and I'm not sure if that's the House of Representatives.
It is. It's the H.R. bill. It's the hate crimes bill. The president issued a statement just moments ago. Folks, I've got it right here. The president issued a statement saying that he believes any crime is a crime, exactly the position we've advocated. And he said that the administration favors strong criminal penalties for violent crime, including crimes based on personal characteristics. But he does not believe that it needs to be an additional penalty. The president's saying that if it goes through, he's prepared to veto it. That President Bush better get used to using that veto pen, folks, because this is the nature of what we've got right now. So that bill's probably going to pass the House today. We don't know when it'll pass the Senate, but this is a very, very troubling situation. I just got information from the White House on their position on this. And the administration believes that violent crimes are unacceptable regardless of the victims and should be punished firmly. But they're very concerned about this increased criminal act, an increased level of criminality based on sexual orientation or anything else for that matter. And they're saying that there's some serious concerns on that. The president said, this is what they're talking about, H.R. 1592, that's the hate crimes bill. And he's basically said if it was presented to the president, his senior advisors would recommend that he veto the bill. So there you have it on the hate crimes. But like I said, if you kill somebody based on their sexual orientation, I call it murder. They should go to jail for life or the death penalty in those states that have the death penalty, if that's what the individuals decide once they're tried in a jury trial and convicted. That's the law. I think it's that straightforward. You don't need special penalties. You need to make the penalties that you have real for anyone that's harmed in any way and violently based on a crime. So it's a big issue, folks. It's got a lot of ramifications. We'll see what happens on that vote today. That was Congressman Conyers promoting that one, about 171 co-sponsors as well. As I said, Congressman Meehan introduced the language yesterday on grassroots lobbying. I told you it was going to be in there. Remember, in the initial House version, it wasn't there. And I said, folks, every one of their witnesses that testified had the grassroots lobbying restriction in there. Now, we've done extensive research on this. We believe it's unconstitutional, but I told you it was going to be in there, and now it's been formally introduced. So the battle will crank up on that in about a week or so. And then, of course, right now we are dealing with this Freedom of Choice Act, which will be the most restrictive law ever regarding abortion regulation. It would basically take the federal and state governments out of the ability, ready for this, to regulate abortion practices, informed consent, parental notification, and even partial birth abortion. That decision would be, from the Supreme Court, would be basically thrown out if this becomes law. So here's what I need you to do. Many of you have called us, over 10,000 of you now. I need you to do the same. Go to 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Great resources about the Freedom of Choice Act online at ACLJ.org, including a flash presentation. But you call that number, add your name to this petition to preserve the ban, 877-989-2255.